Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Tyler Boyd is Houston Baptist University's counsel. He handles a wide range of legal issues in the areas of commercial, contract, business, and employment law. And he's also the general counsel of Beach Street Incorporated, an HBU subsidiary entity. When he's away from work, though, Tyler enjoys spending time with his wife, two absolutely beautiful twin boys, and God has just graced them with a beautiful little girl. Tyler is in his third season as football commentator for the Huskies. A four-time USA national winner ski champion, he continues to compete. And for the past 10 years, Tyler has been highly recognized as a water ski announcer and as the voice of the Masters Water Ski Tournament. Wow. You know, I've listened to you. You do a good job on all that announcing.
Well, thanks, Jerry. That's, practicing law is one thing, but getting the opportunity to go announce a live event, it's kind of my form of art in a way. Being a former athlete as a football player and a water skier, it's just a really special opportunity.
That's cool. You know, I was with your mom in Israel. Yep. And I learned so many stories about you. And she's such a sweetheart and loves you so much. But you've had a great career. And I look at you and you kind of remind me of someone who's kind of destined for great things. I mean that.
Well, I appreciate that, Jerry. It's been so fun and exciting. The path that God's led me all the way to HBU. So many different and unique opportunities, and it kind of fits the role as university counsel. I always describe my job here as kind of managing the legal needs of a small city.
You know, right.
We've got an athletic department, we've got a police department, we've got accounting, we've got, you know, there's so many things that a university touches that ability to go back in my memory of all these different experiences that I've had that have led me to HBU kind of makes the workflow a little bit easier.
Well, and you had good preparation in many ways for coming here. You were with a place that I like to stop at along the road, Bucky's.
Yep, Bucky's.
And you haven't lived and been until you've been to Texas and gone to a Bucky's.
Absolutely.
Tell everybody what Bucky's
is. So Bucky's really, you know, people want to fit it into the convenience store category, but it's really not a convenience store. It's about the Disneyland of convenience stores out all there on the highway. I had the opportunity, I had just finished up a master's degree, and I was considering some different options at that particular time, and a local Bucky's had been built in Cyprus. And I said, well, while I'm doing some application things and stuff like that, I'm going to go ahead and apply. Just so happened that opportunity led to me working at the Bucky's corporate office with the owners there, and that practical application of business and everything that goes into that, working directly with them, has been just a tremendous blessing. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't look back on that experience and go, wow, you know, that was a tremendous blessing. And I use pretty much almost everything I learned there applies directly to what I do today.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, I remember just when Harvey hit, they were getting ready to open Bucky's in Katy. And who would have ever thought that there would be a Bucky's that has 140 different gasoline pumps.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And if you're not from the state of Texas, it's like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. But when you visit one, and they're expanding into Alabama and Florida, and it's going to be exciting just to see how they continue to roll out their model. But, I was there at a time when they were just transitioning into a bigger model. So there was not a software system that was written that could handle that many gas pumps. And so it was amazing to see kind of the obstacles and the challenges and the limitations on that industry that Bucky's has just surpassed and has become the true leader.
They sure have. And, that kind of growth mentality follows you here at Houston Baptist University. I mean, in many ways, Here we are under Dr. Robert Sloan's leadership in a record enrollment year.
Yep.
Nearly 1,000 students in online. A record freshman class. And the sky is literally the limit, because the distinction that HBU has is that we are in one of the most dynamic cities in America.
You're exactly right. And that, I think that's always been the X factor when people from the outside come and visit Houston and see what we do as a Christian-based institution, is we are in a major city. And it's uniquely couched in a city where a lot of other universities that do similar things to what we do, they're not tied to a major city. So the impact we can have on Houston is really spreads out to a national and international impact now with online, and it's a really special place to be.
It is. I mean, just when you think of Hobby Airport and Bush Airport, 1,000 flights a day at Bush, 700 flights a day at Hobby. You have nearly 2,000 flights coming in and out of Houston per day. And I kind of laugh because Christy and I DVR the ABC News just because we have to keep in touch. And there's hardly a week that goes by that the ABC News does not mention Houston, Texas.
Oh, Houston, and it's big. You know, we talk about everything we're doing, but yesterday, I saw so many press releases from the big win that the Huskies had last week in South Dakota.
Right.
And it ties back to Houston. And it's just, it's such a special place because I think everybody kind of knows where Houston's at. And for a Christian university to rise up and grab the national stage in a football game last week, you could just see it go viral on social media.
So did you, were you at the game?
So I was not at that game.
Okay.
So I am doing the home games this year.
Home games at the Huskies. So you're going to be there Saturday.
I'm going to be there Saturday. I was there for the home opener. Like you said earlier in the broadcast, I have a baby girl, so she's 4 weeks old and with twin boys that are 2.5. So, it's hard for me to travel away to those away games, but, Lonnie King, who is the voice of the Huskies, has been so generous of letting me come on, and it being my third season. You take a look at this football team and what they were able to do last week on the road, probably one of the longest road trips they've had since forming the football team not too many years ago now. It's just incredible the impact that's had on the university.
Well, and again, a great catalytic vision of Dr. Robert Sloan to 17 Division I sports. In the upcoming Pillars magazine, we're doing nothing but highlighting the uniqueness and again the cachet of 17 Division I sports at Houston Baptist University. It's remarkable. And might add that the GPA, I mean, we rate one of the highest universities in the nation for athletes with a high GPA.
And that's a critical metric, right?
It is.
I mean, to have the combination of getting it done in the classroom, getting it done on the field, whatever the sport is, so special. And that's what makes my job as a commentator so unique and so special, because, like I was saying, it's kind of an art form when you're up there. You're calling these games live, but what you're really trying to do is hopefully call that moment for that athlete who has a special play, and just kind of paint the picture for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's so awesome when we hear these stories of athletes getting it done in the classroom as well on the field.
So true. I want to show the picture that I saw of your family the other day. It touched my heart. And you know, Christy and I have prayed for you and your family, and you've got, I don't know how you got this beautiful girl, Jessica, to marry you, but that's we'll call it the grace of God. But anyhow, you got these two beautiful twins and now this little daughter.
It's amazing. And you talk about God's journey and where He's bringing you at certain stages in life. I had a little bit of advantage marrying my wife because she was the girl next door growing up. So,
are you serious?
I am absolutely serious. And so it's funny, you know, you go to colleges in different states, you never know how it's all going to unfold and who you're going to marry, and she ended up being right next door. And you know, we were married about 5 years, and then God blessed us with the twins, Asher and Brady, and then just recently Caroline in the last 4 weeks, we've brought her home. So it's a family of five now. I grew up as an only child, yeah. So I'm way out, doing something totally new.
That's cool. Now, let's talk for a minute about the legal part. I mean, you're in-house counsel at Houston Baptist University, and you also general counsel of Beach Street Incorporated, an HBU subsidiary. Beach Street is really exciting. I mean, we call it Campus Edge, and can you just kind of give us an idea?
Yeah, so it's really a subsidiary of HBU that, for the most part, is a real estate developing holding entity. And what that's allowed us to do is bring HBU to the frontage road of 59. So that kind of puts us on the map.
And to
Houston.
Put that in perspective for people that are listening, 59 is a major interstate.
That's right.
That hundreds of thousands of cars are on every day. But go ahead.
That's right. And so the goal was, is we didn't want to continue to be tucked back. We wanted to get out on that frontage road so everybody could see where HBU was. And so what we did was, is we brought in well-known tenants, a lot of food offerings, Chipotle, Salada, Jimmy John's, Firehouse, Shipley's, so it was an
Don't
offering.
Don't you dare forget Whataburger.
Whataburger is just there.
Mingo went to Whataburger.
Okay. Yeah. So Whataburger's there now. But this not only was a great thing for the university because now students had the opportunity to go get some more food offerings, and it kind of developed the campus towards the road there, but it also opened it up to the public. And so we were in a position where we had the ability to get the exposure, but until that Campus Edge project was built, we were just limiting ourselves. And it was just a tremendous vision, again, from Dr. Sloan, to take it to the campus or take it to the edge of the highway, and it's turned into be a fabulous development.
And there's a lot more development coming. I mean, it's going to be remarkable in the next 2 or 3, 4 years to see what pops up out of the ground. We know, not too long from now, there'll be a groundbreaking for the Morris family's building on Law and Liberty.
That's right.
I want to show a picture of that again right now because that's an unbelievable, it portrays, obviously, Independence Hall in Philadelphia. So strategic to the history of the United States, and students are going to have that experience here at HBU. So, the legal area, I mean, it's unique coming to a Christian university in a lot of ways. I often think of Don Lozier's book, The Act of Providence, and I've looked at it many times because I often think of all the people who for decades before were here serving the Lord. Team members like Don Wilson that served so faithfully, who recently was graduated to heaven fighting that multi-year battle with cancer. There's a confessional statement here that Jesus Christ is Lord. How does that attract you as an attorney to a Christian university? Why are you here?
I was having a conversation with a student the other week. I said, one of the reasons that you came here was because of our confessional statement. I said, that's no different than being on staff here. That confessional mm-hmm. statement actually brought me to HBU. During law school, you're trying to figure out what direction you want to do, what type of law you want to practice. And I really think the protections of the First Amendment are very, very important. For many reasons, but especially in a religious institution such as HBU, and to protect that missional statement that we had set out. And so it was very appealing when the opportunity was presented that, hey, maybe I can serve as an attorney in-house, which is a very unique kind of niche in itself, but also do it in a religious school such as HBU. I'm always paying attention to those articles and the news releases over First Amendment issues and how it's affecting higher education and Christian education.
It's interesting, and I think you will be very interested, but our next issue after next in the pillars is we're talking about diversity. And because HBU, again, is a standout nationally of ethnic diversity. But we live in an age where the word diversity has truly been hijacked. And so I've asked Dr. John Tyler, who's in our law department, to write a signature article on the SOGI laws and what where they are now, what they mean, and again, why a Christian university is so important. We're in an era, Tyler, that I'm just convinced there's scores of people who aren't even Christians who are going to want to send their son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter to a Christian university just because, unfortunately, culture is degenerating to the point that they have to have some values and character instilled in their son, daughter, grandson, or granddaughter. Do you agree?
I do agree, and I think what, you know, you take a look at the missional statement, that's the first thing we look at here at HBU, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and then the foundation is built out from there, which is biblically based foundation, and that provides not only the staff and the faculty a standard to go by, but it also provides a standard for the students and something that's a guide that's becoming more and more important.
Very much so. And now, we've got to talk for a minute, a four-time USA national winter ski champion. You continue to compete?
I do. So that's, I try to weave that in my
schedule.
Are
you still doing the pull-ups?
Still trying to do some pull-ups, you know.
Hold on. I heard the word try.
I'm still trying to get them in, you know. Not as I used to be, you know, there wasn't a day I missed the pull-ups. I was convinced that was helping me skiing and all those types of things. But I'm getting a little older now, so I'm starting to feel it more
on
my
shoulder. How old are you?
34.
Listen, you're not going to use that excuse.
No. Well, I think the last time I had a conversation, there was a year. I think it was 2009. I did 43,000 pull-ups in a year, and so I became this firm believer in pull-ups. So, man, I feel great. Unfortunately, I don't think my body could continue year after year doing that. But yeah, growing up water skiing. You mentioned my mom earlier. She grew up in the 1970s, which was a great year great season of time to be a skier. She was on the world team during that time.
Wow.
And competed in England at the world championships. And so we kind of grew up doing that sport, and it's still near and dear to my heart. I can't compete as much as I used to. I was very active as a junior, competing almost a tournament every weekend. And now it's kind of, you know, when I can catch a tournament or ski, I will. But announcing has been kind of my avenue to stay connected with the professional side of that. And a lot of the professionals today were my teammates when I was in college. We were on the same ski team, and I've had the opportunity to also partner with Natik Boats, who's been around for, you know, more than 100 years.
Ski Natik. So the owner of that was Ralph Maloon. Ralph Maloon. And I knew Ralph Maloon when he was alive. I think he gave some money to our ministry. And he took me to see that incredible ski boat.
An unbelievable company, an unbelievable ministry as a company. Mm-hmm. And that has been a tremendous blessing to be able to work with Natik for the past 10 years. I've been announcing the Masters. So I do, you know, the Masters event, and then there's some other events that Natik will bring me in for. So
is their ski boat, is it top of the line?
It's top of the line. I mean, I could tell you right now, if you were going to go buy a ski boat, you go buy a Ski Natik.
Yeah.
Or any Natik product, because it is truly.
And they've kept the Christian imbuement that Ralph, that is so exciting. Tyler Boyd is Houston Baptist University's in-house counsel, and he handles a wide range of legal issues in the ever-growing, ever-progressing Houston Baptist University, one that you need to become a part of. There's an opportunity for you to give. There's an opportunity for you to become a student, an online student. It makes no difference where you are. Check it all out at hbu.edu. Tyler, I want you to be sure to tell Jessica how much we appreciate her.
I will.
How much we admire you both and your family, and how glad we are you're here at HBU.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.